From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Minister Panjaitan meets Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. The Ministry of Industry encourages the batik and craft industry to take advantage of technology. Now the news in details. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan as Indonesia's special envoy met the Chinese Foreign Minister and member of the State Council Wang Yi and discussed a number of bilateral cooperation-related matters, including COVID-19 handling strategies. Minister Panjaitan went to Yunnan, China on October 9 and 10 after being invited by Minister Wang Yi. Both of them discussed some aspects such as trade and investment, health, education and research, vaccine, e-commerce, artificial intelligence, and culture, as well as people-to-people exchange. In a statement received on Sunday, Minister Panjaitan explained that the Chinese government will follow up Indonesia's appeal for elevated market access for tropical fruits, fisheries, products, and seafood, swallow birds' nests, and increased imports of Indonesian coal. Minister Wang Yi will also push for the involvement of Chinese higher education institution in the development of Conservation, Research and Innovation Center for China-Indonesia Herbal Medicine in Humbang Hasundutan, North Sumatra. The Ministry of Industry encourages the batik and craft industry to take advantage of modern technology in a bid to boost productivity and quality more efficiently. This policy is in accordance with the implementation of priority programs on the roadmap of making Indonesia 4.0. With an innovative, effective, and efficient production process, industrial players always make endless creation, so that their productivity will increase and ultimately their competitiveness will also be boosted. This was affirmed by Head of the Industrial Research and Development Agency, BPPI, of the Ministry of Industry, Dodi Rahadi, through an official statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Sunday. According to Dodi, the rapid development of technology lately, especially the 4.0 industry revolution, has brought extraordinary changes to business sector. Technology has been implemented in various fields to successfully change human behavior, including in addressing the manufacture of products such as handicrafts and batik. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy has prepared 4,233 hotel rooms to accommodate asymptomatic COVID-19 patients and healthcare workers under a hospitality industry reactivation program. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Head of Tourism and Creative Economy Agency, Wisnu Tama Kusubandio, said in a statement on Sunday that the preparation is important, especially in implementing health protocols. The hotels being used for isolation of asymptomatic patients should not become a new cluster. The 4,233 hotel rooms proposed by the Indonesian Hotel and Restaurant Association, PHRI, belong to hotels located in Jakarta, Bali, and South Kalimantan. The Health Ministry has verified 2,015 hotel rooms in Jakarta. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Italy is preparing fresh nationwide restrictions, including on private parties, in response to a recent spike in new coronavirus cases. Italian Minister of Health, Roberto Speranza, said on Sunday that Italy needed to add restrictions after having eased them for several weeks, as it aims to avoid a new national lockdown. On Friday, Italy topped 5,000 new COVID-19 cases in a single day for the first time since March. Daily infection remained over 5,000 both on Saturday and Sunday. Deaths linked to COVID-19 are far fewer, however, than at the height of the pandemic in the country in March and April. The new restriction package will be discussed with regions on Monday and will be included in a decree that Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte could sign as early as Monday evening. On Sunday, the Trump administration called on Congress to pass a stripped-down coronavirus relief bill using leftover funds from an expired small business loan program as negotiation on a broader package ran into resistance. The proposal was the latest twist in the on-again, off-again talks to try to secure more stimulus for the economy, which is struggling to recover from coronavirus-related shutdowns that threw millions of Americans out of work. In a letter to lawmakers, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and White House Chief of State Mark Meadows said they will continue to talk to Senate Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to try to reach agreement on a comprehensive bill. However, they said Congress should immediately vote on legislation to enable the use of the unused Paycheck Protection Program's funds, which total around $130 billion. Turkey's Navy has issued an advisory late Sunday saying that the Turkish ships or Ukraine will carry out a seismic survey in the eastern Mediterranean over the next 10 days, a step likely to revive tensions with NATO ally Greece. Two other vessels, the Ataman and Genghis Khan, along with other Greece exploration ship, will continue to work in an area including the south of Greek island of Kastellorizo until October 22nd. The two countries are at odds over overlapping claims for hydrocarbon resources in the region. The foreign ministers of Turkey and Greece met last week and agreed to hold bilateral talks on the disputes. Malaysia reported 561 new coronavirus cases on Sunday, the bulk of them in Sabah state, which has already seen a large increase in infection over the past few weeks. Two more deaths were also reported, raising the death toll to 157. The new cases raised Malaysia's cumulative tally to 15,657 cases, according to the Health Ministry. Five new clusters were also identified. Of the total new infection, 553 were locally transmitted, involving 494 Malaysian citizens and 59 non-citizens. Sabah continued to report the highest number of infection at 488, followed by Selangor with 25 cases, Kedah with 16, Kuala Lumpur with 8, Labuan with 5, and 3 each in Johor, Melaka, and Terengganu. Perak and Penang reported 1 case each. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nika Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling Mobilizing Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Amid COVID-19 Pandemic. The COVID-19 pandemic cannot be predicted to be over within 1 or 2 years. For Indonesia, this means that it will still be very dependent on the domestic economy. The problem of employment, food, and health are the three main aspects that are currently faced. Currently, unemployment and poverty rates in various countries continue to increase, including in Indonesia. The pandemic has caused many people to lose their jobs and income, which has resulted in lower purchasing power. In regard to this domestic economic condition, Indonesia relies on micro, small, and medium enterprises to keep the wheels of the economy moving. In fact, they are also having a tremendous impact of the pandemic. In 1998, Indonesia experienced an economic crisis that hit several countries but was not as global as this time. At that time, micro, small, and medium enterprises emerged as saviors of the national economy, with exports rising 350%. Now what is happening is a global crisis which also affects micro, small, and medium enterprises from two sides, supply and demand. The government then provides stimulus to revive micro, small, and medium enterprises in the form of a national economic recovery policy. Take for example, the government keeps trying to provide them for cash flows, especially connected to banking institution. The government has also allocated funds amounting to 123 trillion rupiah for the program, as well as debt restructuring, namely a six-month delay in debt repayment. Many micro, small, and medium enterprises have difficulty paying installment due to the low demand and income. In addition, the government also subsidizes installment interest of 6% and provide tax subsidies up to 0% and offers new loans with only 3% interest. Currently, the absorption of the program has reached 52.77%. For micro businesses that have not been reached by banks or bankable and have not received bank financing, they will be assisted through productive presidential assistance. It is hoped that the National Economic Recovery Program will be able to make micro, small, and medium enterprises strong again and become a motor of the national economy. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any services that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems.
Listener, our daily segment today in history, we start with the event on October 12, 1964, when Soviet Vostok 1 aircraft was launched. The Soviet Vostok 1 spacecraft was launched by caring pilots Vladimir Komarov and Boris Yegorov, the first medical doctor in space, and Konstantin Feoktistov, an engineer. The 16-orbit flight for 24 hours, 17 minutes, 3 seconds, was the first multi-person flight.
Next event was in 1999 when Pervez Musharraf regained to rule in Pakistan through a bloodless coup. Pervez Musharraf is a former president, prime minister, and chief of military staff of Pakistan. He was in power on October 12, 1999 after a coup and became president on June 20, 2001. In a poll of 100 Time magazine 2006 about people on the people who shape our world, Pervez was one of the leader figures at the fourth number. During October 12, 1999 until 23rd of November 2002, he became prime minister. On 6th of October 2007, he was re-elected as president of Pakistan for the third time of his service. On November 24, 2007, the Pakistan Election Commission announced that he was re-elected as president. Pervez resigned on 18th of August 2008 amid threats of impeachment from the coalition government led by Asif Ali Zardari, the husband of the late former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. The last event was in 2002 on Bali Bombing 2002. Bali Bombing 2002 or Bali Bombing 1 was a series of three bombings that occurred at night of October 12, 2002. The first two explosions occurred at Padi's Pub and Sari Club on Jalan Legian, Kuta, Bali, while the last explosion occurred near the Consulate Office of the United States of America, although the distance is quite far. The series of bombings was the first bombing, which was then followed by the bombings of a smaller scale, which also occurred in Bali in 2005. The bombings killed 202 people and 209 injured, most of whom were foreign tourists visiting the location. Listener, that was Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
رانج جنج شوي بي تاي كو جو هي فان تشي سين سين غوان جوان بين دو في ين ده چوان بو وده كو جو باو هو ني ده كو جو باو هو وو
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
takdir dan hidupku. Wahai engkau yang detakkan jantungku, panjangkan nafasku di dalam rahmatmu. Aku memohon terimalah taubatku. Di dalam doa ku akui semua. Aku makhluk yang tak sempurna, yang tersesatkan oleh dunia. Berlindung kepadamu, memohon kepadamu agar menunjukkan jalanmu. Aku makhluk yang penuh dosa, aku makhluk yang penuh hina. Datang ke hadapanmu, sujud kepadamu, wahai kau zat yang berhak atas hidupku. Kepadamu maha pemilik hati, tetapkan hatiku dalam hidayahmu.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia, today entitling the Ministry of Trade Holds Good Design Indonesia 2021 to improve export product design. The Ministry of Trade, Kemendak, again held the Good Design Indonesia 2021 event, which was launched virtually from the Ministry of Trade office in Jakarta on Tuesday. The event, which is a collaboration among the Ministry of Trade, the Japan Institute of Design Promotions JDP, and the Japan External Trade Organization JETRO, aims to improve the designs of Indonesian export products. Minister of Trade Agus Suparmanto said that his side continues to be committed to encouraging and supporting business people to be able to develop their products. One of them is through design, packaging, products development, amid the COVID-19 pandemic and exploring export market opportunities. Thereby, the Ministry of Trade calls for Indonesian business people to continue to make various innovative breakthroughs in improving the economy and trade amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Minister Agus further stated that his side appreciated GDP and JETRO for the cooperation that has existed during the implementation of the 2020 GDI and the three previous GDIs. This collaboration is expected to increase the quality and value of Indonesian local products so that they can be accepted in the global market. It is hoped that all people, especially business people, producers, exporters, designers, and academics, will create valuable and quality export products and be able to compete in GDI 2021. These products and designs are expected to contribute to increasing export and national economy and benefits the community and environment. Director General of National Export Development, Kasan, said that registration for GDI 2021 can be accessed on the iddc.kemendak.go.id page starting January 7, 2021. All registered products will be screened by a jury who is competent in their fields. It is hoped that the 2021 GDI events will provide benefits to various parties, especially in increasing non-oil and gas export, which is in turn will increase the trade balance. Meanwhile, President Director of JETRO, Keishi Suzuki, who was also present at the event, revealed that his side has supported the development of GDI since 2017 and will continue to collaborate with the Ministry of Trade. He also emphasized that design development is an important aspect to increase Indonesia's export. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. ¶¶
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to let you know about Limbong Sitodo River in West Sulawesi Province. Stay tuned. Limbong Sitodo River is a natural bathing location that uses the flow of river water as its source. The location is about 8 kilometers from Polewali, the capital of Polewali Mandar, West Sulawesi. The water of Limbong Sitodo River is so clear and cool because it comes from the mountain springs. Along the flow of the river lie rocks and trees that add to the beauty of this tourism destination. Visitors can soak and see a beautiful natural landscape. In the upstream, there is a waterfall called Indo Ranuang. Access to the waterfall is not easy. Visitors must climb as far as 4 kilometers to arrive at Indo Ranuang. However, along the way, visitors can enjoy the beautiful scenery of Polewali City and Mandar Bay from a distance. Besides soaking in the fresh Limbong Sitodo River and having adventure to Indo Ranuang Waterfall, visitors can also visit the Mandar traditional village on a hill about 5 kilometers from the Limbong Sitodo River. In the village, they can witness how the indigenous people still keep preserving their culture, art, and traditions. The access to this village can be reached by car or motorcycle. However, it is closer to the village, the road is narrower, so it will be better to go to the village on foot. If the visitors arrive at the village, they will be greeted with the traditional houses of Mandar village in the form of houses on stilts. This village is rich with cacao trees, fruits, and vegetables. Indeed, gardening is the main livelihood in this village. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Limbong Sitodo River in West Sulawesi Province. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
saat ku berpaling, tak sengaja melupakanmu, tapi hatiku selalu untukmu. Denganmu kutemukan cahaya hatiku, denganmu kutemukan cinta sejatiku. Ada cinta dan ada benci, kita tertawa dan menangis hingga akhir umurku nanti. Kau tak pernah terganti. Mencintaimu sungguh mudah, semudah 1, 2, 3. Tapi ternyata cinta kita tak semudah yang kita kira. Ada saatku berpaling, tak sengaja melupakanmu, tapi hatiku selalu untukmu. Denganmu kutemukan cahaya hatiku, denganmu kutemukan cinta sejatiku. Ada cinta dan ada benci, kita tertawa dan menangis hingga akhir umurku nanti. Kau tak pernah terganti, hanya kau yang bisa.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. The segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is memesan tiket, in English, ordering a ticket. Listen to this conversation about memesan tiket, in English, ordering a ticket. Kevin orders a ticket and tourism packages to Labuan Bajo for 4 days.
Saya Putri, ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Saya memesan tiket dan paket wisata ke Labuan Bajo.
Untuk berapa lama?
4 hari 3 malam.
Now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'm going to say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Saya Putri, which means I'm Putri. Ada yang bisa saya bantu? Which means, can I help you? Saya pesan tiket dan paket wisata ke Labuan Bajo. Which means, I want to order a ticket and tour packages to Labuan Bajo. Untuk berapa lama? Which means, for how long? 4 hari 3 malam. Which means, 4 days and 3 nights. Tiket pesawat. Which means, flight ticket. 2 tiket kereta api untuk kelas ekonomi. Which means, 2 train tickets for economy class. Memesan. Which means, to order. Sopir. Which means, driver. Mengambil paket. Which means, to take a package. 50 mangkok soto ayam. Which means, 50 portions of chicken soto. Restoran. Which means, restaurant. If you want to order something, you can use the word memesan, which means order. This word means that someone asks for something. In the dialogue, Kevin asks for a ticket and tour packages to the officer by saying, Saya memesan tiket dan paket wisata ke Labuan Bajo, which means I want to order a ticket and tour packages to Labuan Bajo. Here are some other examples. Dia memesan tiket pesawat ke Balikpapan, which means he orders a flight ticket to Balikpapan. Saya memesan 2 tiket kereta api untuk kelas ekonomi, which means I order 2 train tickets of economy class. As adding information to order something, you can also use the word mengorder, which means to order. For examples, ia mengorder supir untuk mengambil paket. Which means he or she orders a driver to take a package. Saya mengorder 50 mangkuk soto ayam dari restoran itu. Which means I order 50 portions of chicken soto from that restaurant. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Saya Putri, ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Saya memesan tiket dan paket wisata ke Labuan Bajo.
Untuk berapa lama?
4 hari 3 malam.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Selamanya kan ku jaga diri.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pelangi di batas kota.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kurasa ku sedang jatuh cinta, karena rasanya ini berbeda. Oh, apakah ini memang cinta? Selalu berbeda saat menatapnya. Mengapa aku begini hilang berani dekat denganmu? Ingin ku memilikimu, tapi aku tak tahu. Katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, sampai aku mampu ucap maukah denganku. Aku sedang jatuh cinta, karena rasanya ini berbeda. Oh, apakah ini memang cinta? Selalu berbeda saat beratapnya. Di sini aku berdiri menanti waktu yang tepat hingga akhirnya ku mampu katakan padamu. Oh, tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, mungkinkah dia tahu cinta yang ku mau? Oh, oh, tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, sampai aku ucap maukah denganku?
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.